Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, for no good reason whatsoever, markets were higher yesterday, according to Allison Thompson of The Money Farm.
And you know, we didn't get a whole lot of fresh news to really make the move, especially seeing double-digit gains across the board. But we do know a few things. Brazil is nearly done with their soybean harvest. So we should be getting some reports there. And as far as we know, their selling may be slowing a little bit here moving forward now that harvest is done. So that would definitely be a good thing for soybeans here in the U.S. if we could start getting export and be a little bit more competitive. So it's definitely something to watch. Otherwise, we did see some escalation between Russia and Ukraine. And usually those headlines are pertained to wheat. But we saw the EU actually impose a duty on Russian oil seeds as well. So they're starting to get into some grains and some other things that could definitely impact other commodities here. And with the UK, France, and Germany also lowering their oil seed production, it does have some benefits here for oilseed markets going forward. They've been dealing with some weather issues over there that's affecting their wheat, and now we're hearing about their oilseed crops. So it all could be a good thing for the U.S. It just depends what Brazil's going to do, because right now they are cheap on the global market, but if we can start to compete with that, it would definitely be good. So, but we do have a USDA report this week as well. So unfortunately, until then, we just don't know if we're just seeing some short covering ahead of that, given some of these supportive headlines, but the trade just can't just get up and go and rally further. So either we're going to see them make or break their pattern here on the fund side of the short covering rallies back and forth. They are still short on soybeans, so they haven't turned to longs yet. And that's definitely worth noting here. They're still sitting on a pretty large net short position. So until that trend really breaks, it's going to be hard to convince the trade otherwise.
Allison, how about the price of cattle, feeders, and fats yesterday?
Ugly day, if you wanted to see that market. You got to look at the livestock sector. They started down. They just never looked back today. A lot of that had to do with the report we received last week. Not surprising. I would have thought they'd done a little bit better by the close today, but they just came in and sold that market. So again, if you don't have any livestock insurance or puts, I'd definitely be looking at it. It doesn't look very good after today's closes, so the bulls definitely need to step up here the rest of the week. But outside markets too are kind of falling lower here too. Stocks were down. The dollar was down today too. And usually livestock is susceptible to some of those outside market movements as well. So the two combinations together just didn't do it any good today. Oil was actually up though, a little bit here today. So that was good. And hopefully that gives us a little bit of some support with our biofuel markets, corn and soybeans. So we're still holding above $80 a barrel, 82 as I talk to you right now on May crude. So something to keep an eye on. Hopefully that gives us some support here too going forward.
That's Allison Thompson of The Money Farm. Beef producers can get paid for a sustainability plan for their beef cow herd. Jared Nock is Vice President of Business Development for AgSpire.
Right now, I'd say AgSpire has three or four different programs that a cow-calf producer could look at. If you went to sustainagnetwork.com, you could find some of those opportunities. So one of those is a project where we're looking to enroll 300 ranches in South Dakota, North Dakota, and surrounding states over the next 5 years. It involves an incentive premium for calves. It involves cost share mechanisms and technical assistance for forage plantings, cover crop plantings, range land plantings, and prescribed grazing. So several different opportunities within our company to add revenue and add practices that are beneficial for your operation with incentives built in.
Knox says you have to commit to doing about 200 acres per year of one of those regenerative seedings, forage planting, range planting, or cover cropping. They've got cost share for that, but then allow South Dakota State University and their team to come do soil tests and quantify the kind of impact those things have so that they can tell the story of beef better to consumers. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning weather.